Jesus, Ray.
Oh. This is a practical impossibility. It's ringing.
Ray.
What?
Love the show.
This is the Ray Foley Podcast.
God, Lauren's so judgy. She's perfect for this.
Really, like, couldn't have nailed it better. I love this. And I love both of these today.
Let's explain it for anyone who's missed it in the past. This is Tell Me I'm Wrong. Not entirely dissimilar to the concept on Reddit of AITA. Mm-hmm. But we're just doing it on the radio.
Yeah.
And we want your emails to jp@todayfm.com for situations where you want us to weigh in and judge on something big in your life.
You want us to tell you that you're right, and we may or may not.
Yeah, well, this is it as well. Yeah, that's the bit is called Tell Me I'm Wrong, but you in fact want us to tell you you're dead right in your position. So send it in to jp@todayfm.com and we'll put it out to the nation and we'll also arbitrate ourselves. In that case, Lauren, over to you, madam.
Let's go. Okay, so we're coming into one of my favourite times of year.
Oh, Christmas.
Christmas, but also judging people. Christmas.
Right. Okay.
So, and lots of emails coming in about Christmas. People have kind of decided what they might be doing for Christmas, where they might be spending it. I love this one. Guys, Christmas dinner. I come from a big family. Christmas is always in my parents' house. It's class. I got married 2 years ago, and this year my husband had said we need to do it with his parents. I'm dreading it. It'll be just us and his parents, and they're too far away not to stay over. Christmas is a huge deal in my family and I can't stand the idea of not doing it with them. A friend of mine suggested doing Christmas separately, but I think we're married. We can't do Christmas apart. Tell me I'm wrong.
This is a sticky one. How long are they married, did you say?
2 years.
Yeah, so they're fresh. They're fresh.
Yeah.
They're honeymooners still, yeah. Really, in the last 2 years. Did they go to her house last year?
They do it in her house every year.
All right, so they did.
It's
so,
class, so, apparently.
Class, right. So her suggestion that her Christmas in her house is class... We can infer then that Christmas in his parents' house, not so class, as far as she's concerned.
Yeah.
Did she also say that he's an only child, is he?
I don't know, but it'll be just them and his parents. Yeah. So whether, I don't
That's
know.
That's class.
Yeah, that, yeah. No. And then also they'll have to stay. It's too far.
So it's an overnight thing
as
well.
They have to go.
I think we need to work this out.
Okay.
I think in a relationship like that, you have to take turns. You have to share things.
Well, now, it's crap, JP.
No, but that's not fair on him. Maybe she thinks it's class. Who's to say the guy in this relationship isn't thinking,
I'd
really love to be spending time with my parents on this special day and we always go to your house, so why can't we spend it with my folks? I mean, surely it's the give and the take, the push, the pull in any relationship. I share it, right?
No. Which family is better in your couple, Ray?
Mine, obviously. I'm obligated to say mine. I think, though, when you get married, you have license to go, we're doing it ourselves. Now, that isn't what she wants, obviously. She wants to only go to her folks. But I think you can, like, the middle ground would be, hey, how about we have a wonderful Christmas ourselves at home in our own house as a married couple, and this will be our first one together, and let's make new memories, and let's make a new tradition here.
Yeah, and maybe if they're thinking of having kids, they might do that down the line.
Mm, but they don't have kids.
But
right?
Don't we have this obsession in Ireland with, like, oh, we always do this, and this is the way we always do it, and we're afraid to change at Christmas. You could have a great time with the in-laws.
Yeah.
But what do you think of the idea of doing it separately? Like, once you're married, you have to stick together.
Well, we can guess they've been together. Can we guess how long they were together before they were married?
Let's guess.
Let's say they were together 5 years before they got married. Let's say two even. So it's been 3, 4, 5 years mm-hmm. of always going to her folks' place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to be fair. You got to either go to his folks. So what's worse, his folks or your own place? It's just the two of you.
Yeah.
What's worse?
What's worse?
Because you can't. Yeah, you're saying, you know, we always do this. So we always go to my folks. And there's also the thing of, like, oh, we're going to my mother's and that's it. Well, because my mother's is the best.
But I mean, otherwise, his folks are going to be on their own for Christmas.
Lonely.
Because it would just be the two of them joining the folks. If they don't go, they're going to be on their own. I have been in a long-term relationship. Shocker, I know. But we used to spend Christmas morning together, the very early part of the morning, and then we go our separate ways. And then we meet up again around the 28th, 29th, once we'd done the family time on our own time. We got back together.
How'd that go?
Could work.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. The excitement of getting up early, having the Christmas. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What?
Just the way she asked that question was like loaded.
Yeah, is that past tense, JP? Heavy loaded. Mustn't have gone that well. Like,
no, where you asking?
You had a great time anyway. That's what I got out of that.
At Christmas?
Yeah, enjoying Christmas dinner with my family.
Okay. All right.
Ray, you can read into that question however you want.
How'd that go?
So, JP.
We're talking talking about a family thing here,
Jeffrey,
guys.
You brought it up.
I did indeed. I didn't push it in that direction.
So you could possibly do your own thing together. Have the nice Christmas morning, as Ray suggested. Go your separate way. Send him off to his parents.
No, they're married 2 years now.
Okay,
no,
they have to go
together.
To
they're
his parents.
Together.
I'd
That's
love to know what people think. Does anyone do a separate Christmas to their
as
spouse?
As married. I think she's wrong on that premise anyway. Christmas apart, 2 years married. No, you're going to spend... you're spending Christmas with the person you're married, in my opinion. The question is where you spend it together, the location. Eamon Spinotti says, why don't they do two different days, one with each set of parents? But it's still not Christmas then. There's only one Christmas day. Yeah. No matter what you say, no matter which way you slice it, if you're like, oh, we do Stephen's Day there, or we do New Year's Day there, or little Christmas. No, it doesn't work. There's
doesn't
still
count.
Only one Christmas. Anthony Andrade says, that lady is well wrong, lads. Remember, for better or worse. Thanks, Anthony. My sister and her husband are married 4 years now, and they still always do Christmas separately. They have no kids yet, but I assume it'll change when/if that happens. From Nikki. That's the thing with the kids. That's it. It's in your own.
Well,
house.
You were suggesting maybe just do their own nice Christmas, and I think you can do that because they're like you can start your own traditions if kids come along.
Mm-hmm.
But while they're just on their own, I don't know. They could do it separately. I'm sure there is loads of people who do it separately. But do you really want to send him off on his own down to his parents? He might be delighted. He might hate her family.
It means you don't have to go to his parents, so you're fine.
But here's the thing. We're all assuming because she thinks her parents are great crack, that her parents and her family are great crack. It might be a nightmare.
And of course, your own family, you're used to their traditions more so than somebody else's traditions. Brenda says alternate each year. We did that until we had kids and then we started having it in our own house. I think they should go to his parents now then if they went to hers last year from Brenda. And they've gone to hers every year, Brenda. So one Christmas isn't going to hurt, but it'll be horrific.
He's due. It's his turn.
Carly says, loads of people suggested, Yore, easy solution, invite his parents to hers for Christmas. Win-win. Owen Ray, love the show. Hey. A from Carly. I don't know about that. That situation is fraught with problems and tension. You're talking about bringing a mother out of her house and into some other mother's house.
Right.
Sit back and just watch the fireworks.
Yeah, and letting two... It's like when two different sets of friends meet. That sort of stress that you take on of, oh, Jesus, they're not... The only connection these groups have to each other is us. Mm-hmm. So we have to make this work. That's unnecessary stress for Christmas.
There'll be all sorts of questions like, oh... Is that how you make your stuffing? Oh, the gravy tastes like this.
I don't see it working. Maybe
the parents get on, you know. You never know.
How much crossover is there really between?
Well, especially if they live so far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Collie, it is a practical, pragmatic solution, but I don't see it working. Come on then, let's pass judgment. How do we feel?
What's she asking? She says, I think we can't do Christmas apart. Tell me I'm wrong. So we're saying... She's wrong.
So what's regardless of whether she's wrong or not, what's the solution we're finding with these people?
JP, you seem to know what you were talking about the most.
I think she is wrong. I think they can spend Christmas apart. I think there are no kids involved. I think they can do the separate Christmases for as long as that's the case. Then once the kids arrive, they have to spend it
together. They can do it. Okay, fair enough. Oh, sorry. I just hit the wrong button there. Sorry, guys.
Yes, I win. No. I win.
I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. That's ridiculous. Lauren?
Oh.
We don't have all day.
Okay, no, I think she needs to go to his parents. I think you have to. You can't just be like, oh, we always do it this way. You have to compromise. You have to do Christmas. And she might have a great time.
Mine would be the third option. Do it yourselves. You're married. This is your second year of marriage. And if you really don't want to go to his, the compromise would be just doing it yourselves and then having it in your own house.
It's an entirely hung jury.
I'm sorry, madam. I know you wanted an answer. You wanted a solution. But you're wrong. You are wrong. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that.
The Ray Foley Podcast.
Another tell me I'm wrong. JP@todayfm.com for your emails, please. What have you got for us, Lauren?
Love it. Guys, I met a girl for a date. It went really well. We had loads of chemistry, so I've booked a hotel for our second date in a few weeks' time. She lives on the other side of the country.
For a second date?
For a second. Listen, Ray, we're not judging yet.
Okay, well, at what point do I weigh in on my job?
So I'll tell you when to weigh in.
They're booking a hotel for the
second date. Yeah, it went really well. Great chemistry.
Hachi machi.
No, but wait, she lives on the other side of the country, so that's why there's a gap between dates and possibly the hotel booking, okay?
Wowzers.
We both came up with the idea for the hotel. It wasn't just my idea, but I was the one who made the booking, so I paid for it. Initially, she offered to Revolut me half the money a couple of times, but I said no thanks because I was trying to be romantic and she seemed to appreciate that. A week or two has passed and now I'm concerned that if we don't hit it off on the second date, I might never see her again and we'll be left footing the hotel bill myself.
So if you don't hit it off, you're not sleeping together and you're lumping the price of the bill.
Or if you sleep together and it's not great.
It's not great, okay.
However, it's been a couple of weeks since she made the offer.
This lad has a spreadsheet. This is all I'm saying.
However, it's been a couple of weeks since she made the offer, so I feel I look bad if I ask for half the money now. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong, son. You're wrong. You think the ship has sailed. That Revolut ship has sailed.
I think you may have missed the window. But so, let's go back to booking the hotel on the second date, will we?
I love the idea that he would, like weeks later, go back to that one text that she sent where she said, I'll Revolut you the money.
Reply to
and
it.
And then just specifically reply to that one and go.
Oh, sorry, did I not reply to him?
Patrick is straight in on 0874 100 102 and says, cheapskate, immediately.
It's not going to go well if the only thing that's on your mind is how much this hotel room cost me.
To be fair to him, I think you're well within your right to split the bill for the hotel because you're both going in with your eyes open, right? Yeah. I would hope. But it's just you've missed your window now.
Yeah. At the point that you said you want me to pay half and give me your Revolut.
Yeah.
Then
but
that's
she
it.
Has his number. She could have just sent it. Don't you think, JP?
Some people don't know that because I had this thing where I had to pay someone on Revolut and I didn't know that if you had their number, you could just send it to them on Revolut. Because they texted me back and said, oh, you know, if you've got my number, you can do that. I thought, oh, geez, I didn't know. I thought I needed your username or something like that.
Okay.
So there are people that don't use a lot of Revolut. And that
fair point, right?
It sounds to me like there is going to be a future in this relationship. She sounds like she's a keeper because she offered a number of times.
We're talking about one date so
far.
I
know, but she offered a number of times to go halves. So that suggests she's not just going to dump.
That's a green light in your eyes, JP.
I would say so, yeah.
Rob joins us. One.
Harry.
What?
I'd say go the whole hog. Send her a VAT invoice.
Do you have one of those books where it prints out three copies of everything you sign? From the hotel. It's too late. Joe says it's too late. I get where he's coming from, but he's already rejected her offer to go halves. So did he say no? Sorry, I missed that bit. He said
yeah,
no.
Yeah, he was trying to be romantic and she did seem to appreciate it, he says.
And so he's made his bed.
He said no thanks.
Both literally and figuratively.
Yes.
Now he has to lay in it.
Yeah.
With her beside him.
Hopefully.
What's to say she won't offer him half if they decide things didn't work out? From Joe. Joe, my view of this is it's an investment in a relationship. I think it's a little bit early. That's just me. I'm very conservative. I think date two, booking a hotel, easy tiger. Steady on. But this is the 21st century we're living in here. Kids are going to have a good time. They're going to go and book hotel rooms for second dates. That's fine. There's no judgment here in that regard.
I can hear it in your voice. There's no judgment.
But if this is going to work out, and if you think that this you've got something with this lady, then what is half the price of a hotel room? If there's something there, this is an investment in your future. This could be the girl of your dreams. This could be the mother of your babies we're talking about here. This could be the grandmother, the lady that you're rocking on the front porch with in 50 years' time. And well, you're going to look back on this discussion on national radio about your second date and about how tight you were, you wouldn't pay for it.
Just having a quick glance at the text. This is why we don't give out names on the show, because this guy is getting absolutely torn to shreds.
All right, okay. So it's a one-way, it seems pretty cut and dried. Hilarious, but he's definitely wrong. Too late, mate. She'll run a mile if he does that from Agnes. Yeah, you can't bring it up.
No,
he
can't do it.
Very early days. Is he having a laugh? He would turn me right off, says Laura. OMG, what a cheapskate. He's a numpty to even be asking this question. He's wrong, wrong, wrong on so many levels. Paul from Kerry. No one is on this guy's side. So I think we can all, well, from my perspective, you are wrong, sir. JP?
At this stage, he is now wrong.
And Laura?
So he wasn't wrong, but now he is.
It's too late now. It's too late. He is wrong.
Yeah, well, at the point that he said, no, you're all right. Yeah,
he was trying to be romantic. Next time, I think send her, you know the way you can request money on Revolut?
Just send it through.
That's even worse if she hasn't even suggested.
Put it in the middle of the text thread. Before she even offers, it comes through. You have a request on Revolut.
Perfect.
Your final answer, Lauren?
He's wrong.
He's wrong, fair enough. Thank you so much, Lauren. Lauren, good to see you. If you have any more, send them to jp@todayfm.com. We'll read all your emails there. jp@todayfm.com.
Uh-oh.
Ray Foley.
Oh, here we go. Here come the details.
Weekday afternoons from 2 on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!